Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
It's easy to forget how much effort went into trying to be seen by the public eye. Years ago, you could make a home movie, but then who would really want to watch it? Or you could work hard at something and get good at it, such as acting, and try to find an audience that way. Today, there is YouTube. On a monitor in the exhibit, The Talent Show, there are clips of different girls, some who still look young enough to play with Barbie dolls, all singing the same song, Gotta Go My Own Way, from the Disney film High School Musical. It was created by artist Amy Siegel and is called My Way One.
I gotta say what's on my mind.
Sarah Krajewski, one of the gallery's curators, says all of the videos were taken surreptitiously from YouTube.
This represents some of the most contemporary reflections on this notion of being on stage, that when you put yourself on YouTube or you use social media, you in many respects give up certain rights to your own image. If we put it out there online, it can find its way to any number of places that we don't intend it to go to.
Did the artist tell them what she was doing?
No.
So they don't know they're in a museum now?
Probably not.
On a different monitor, right next to My Way 1, is My Way 2. Also working from YouTube, artist Amy Siegel edited together people singing Frank Sinatra's My Way.
My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
I've lived a life that's full.
They are men from all over the world, broadcasting from their bathrooms, living rooms, and kitchens. Siegel couldn't find any women singing the song. Speaking on the phone from Germany, where she's working on her latest installation, Siegel says she found sorting through all of the videos to be a clear window into some very personal spaces.
There's this kind of amazing art direction to the videos that I could never myself have staged better. In that these, you know, it really shows how people live with all their stuff. Very, very curious spaces. And the men in My Way, too, have spaces that are often quite tricked out in terms of home recording studios and gadgets.
Seeing these videos edited together and viewing them in a quiet gallery, giving them your full attention, it feels kind of creepy, as though you're sort of spying on these total strangers and their homes. Yet, this is what they want, right? Another piece in The Talent Show predates YouTube by about 10 years.
This is a photograph by a Japanese artist, Shizuka Yokomitsu.
Curator Sarah Krajewski tells the story behind a photograph of a Japanese woman standing in the middle of her living room. It's clean and tidy. She's staring out into space, waiting for something to happen. The artist, Shizuka Yokomitsu,
left notes for tenants of ground floor apartments describing her project. She wanted to take photographic portrait of them at a certain time of day if they would open their curtains and stand in this position. And, you know, it was up to the receiver of the note to decide if they wanted to have their picture taken.
And they never met?
No, they didn't. No.
There are other pictures in The Talent Show. One is of a sex worker in Santa Monica who's paid the same rate for his services to simply be photographed. And the largest and most difficult display to watch is a series of videos called the Intravenous Tapes by performance artist Hannah Wilkie. They're snippets of the last 2 years of her life as she dies of lymphoma. So what is it about humans that propels so many of us to share intimate details of our lives? Apparently, it's all about the desire to tell a story. Our own story.
From the beginnings of time, that's how we know who we are, is through telling stories.
Kari Learim is an associate professor of sociology at the University of Washington's Bothell campus.
If we don't feel like we're seen, known, respected, then in some way we don't really exist.
But what about privacy? How much do we show? This gets Learim excited. She says we're in the process of redefining what privacy is.
Because it's not private anymore if we're showing everybody what it is. So now there has to be new formulations of what it means to be private, mm-hmm. which I think is just fascinating from a human kind of development perspective. We are all watching with great curiosity of how this is impacting us.
Liram predicts that with so much of us out there more than ever before, the new version of privacy will be to manage what she calls the identity production machine. If we don't take control of our social media selves, someone else eventually will. Meanwhile, YouTube artist Amy Siegel is taking charge of her creations. My Way 1 and My Way 2 cannot be seen on YouTube. You can only catch them at the Henry Art Gallery. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News, Seattle.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was dark, subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words. It was my